Hi, Elizabeth Thiel. Welcome to KBOO.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Elizabeth Thiel taught high school English at Madison, now vice president of the Portland Association of Teachers, been very active in developing strategy organizing for the strike for statewide teachers walkout. I misled Tom Becker. It was not a strike. I believe my introduction was wrong. It's a walkout. Elizabeth, why are teachers, especially from the Portland area and the other bigger cities, walking out, effectively closing the schools? Why are they doing it? How is it organized? What's their demands?
Yeah, well, teachers are fed up with underfunded schools. Every day we see kids having their needs not met in schools, as we've been making cuts for two decades now because our state's not fully funding schools. We have a model of what full funding or basic funding looks like called the quality education model. And for the last two decades, it's been underfunded every year by an average of 25%, which means kids aren't getting the mental health supports they need, the counseling they need, the individual support, let alone enrichments, and the kinds of things that make kids excited to come to school. And we are standing up because that's not acceptable.
And books and art supplies,
yes,
and music, all of the things that really give kids a revelation of what the world could be like.
Exactly.
And exciting and wanting to learn, it's all being cut back.
That's right. And when we constantly ask teachers and schools to do more with less, it's kids who pay the price.
Class sizes are enormous. I spoke to a teacher last week. We'll be talking to her again. 36 kids in an elementary school class.
Yeah.
It sounded to me there's something criminal about that.
Yep.
6-year-olds learning to read. There's almost no support for these kids from adults.
That's right. And that's anyone who's spent time with kids knows that kind of a ratio is not good for kids and doesn't meet their needs. And in Portland, we'll be filling kindergartens up as high as 29 kids, sixth grades as many as 35, and there's a plan to save money by combining fourth and fifth grades in many schools. And it's none of those things are because they're good for kids. They're just because we don't have enough money.
Well, speaking of money, the legislature seems they're now funding, partly funding a baseball park, or at least they've approved it at least once in Portland. It seems to me that, and the tax breaks, they're still giving tax breaks, enormous ones, to various companies. You're demanding that, in fact, a tax package be passed in Portland and Salem, because they control the money, that would, in fact, fully fund schools.
That's right. So in Oregon, our schools are primarily funded by the state. And so we have to take this fight in every school district to Salem and ask our lawmakers to fund education. And it's not about getting a bigger piece of the pie. It's about growing the pie. There's not enough revenue in Oregon. At a time of unprecedented economic prosperity here in Portland and across the state, we're seeing cuts to public education. Portland and Beaverton are both facing tens of millions of dollars of cuts next year at a time when we have unprecedented wealth. It doesn't make any sense. It's not good for people. And we do have legislation in Salem right now that would make a big step in the right direction.
You know, I think the right-wingers say, well, those teachers, they're overpaid. They've caused this problem by demanding too much and by demanding to have a decent pension. We should have to cut the pensions and cut their salaries. They'll have to go to school anyway. I think that's basically the conservative program, to destroy schools and set up a whole privatized system which become even more segregated and much, much, much worse for the bottom 75% of the kids.
That's right. Yeah, we need teaching to be a career that people seek out. Right now, there's a teacher shortage, especially in some of the most important areas like special education, because it is a harder and harder career to find longevity in when it's so demanding and there's a constant threat of cutting salary and benefits.
You know, there's a huge turnover. Those people who think that teachers have tenure and just go in there and are lazy. It's a huge turnover now in schools,
mm-hmm,
because the work is so hard, so demanding.
That's right.
And not very well paid, and people start looking for other occupations. It's
That's right.
That's my sense. Mm-hmm. No.
Nationally, many teachers, something like a third of teachers leave after the first 5 years. And so there's a constant churn, which is not, it's not what you want. You want experienced teachers who can make a lifelong career serving kids.
Yeah, that's the thing. Teaching is engaging children and showing them the world that they are bewildered about and want to learn about. But doing that within these sort of boundaries of the that's set by the standards and the testing, that's a huge challenge, it seems to me.
Yeah.
And now that this insistence on testing from our legislatures at every level, all of them conservative, regardless of what party they come from, who have bitten this poison.
Yeah.
It seems to me that also contributes to the tremendous difficulties in teaching.
It absolutely does. In many instances, we're measuring the wrong things. Like as a parent, the most important thing to me is that my student comes home, like you said, in excited about what they're learning, feeling like they're having revelations and making friends and learning how to get along with people. And those kinds of skills, I think that all parents know are among the most important, are never measured on tests.
Yeah, and being able to make music or being able, learning how to present yourself.
Yep. All,
and learning brother and sisterhood.
That's right.
A sense of that we're in this together. That's a... Creating that kind of culture is very hard when, in fact, you have police roaming the halls instead of counselors. We're spending large amounts of money on police who are not skilled at talking a student down. Kids get upset. Instead, they often do terrible things, it seems to me.
Well, we absolutely need more funding for counselors in our schools and restorative justice and mental health supports. Oregon has a housing crisis, and that hits kids hard. Students are coming to school all the time feeling insecure about housing and food and whose parents are stressed out, and that all comes to school. And public schools have to be prepared to meet students' needs.
Let's talk about the walkout. Well, let's talk about the parents. The walkout, teachers in Portland won some important victories, including having much more control of the curriculum, even despite all of the testing standards in the last contract or the contract before that. It seems to me that was really, really important, being able to teach rather than just teach to the test. But the reason you won was all of this parent support. There was tremendous parent support in Portland. And
there
finally
is.
The union busting firm that the school board hired was fired. And they gave up. And the contract was really a good contract. Are you organizing? How are parents dealing with this walkout? And how across the state are teachers talking to parents?
Well, we have had a ton of support from parents organizing for this walkout. Across the state, PTAs are organizing with us, other parent groups are organizing with us, and we expect the crowd to be probably more parents and families than teachers, because for every teacher, there's dozens of families and students that are going to be there with us fighting for full funding. And that's really what the walkout is about, is saying we have an opportunity right now in Oregon to make a lasting change in the way that we are supporting our public schools to meet the needs of all of our students. And this is a time, we have an opportunity in time right now to put pressure on the legislature to make a lasting difference. This isn't a one-year fix. We're talking about revenue that will be permanent in Oregon to support schools.
What can parents do? What are the actions that are going on in the Portland area? In fact, our whole listening area on Wednesday. And then, of course, what comes next?
Yeah, well, on Wednesday, the big rally is downtown at Waterfront Park at 11 o'clock, starting at 11 o'clock at the Hawthorne Bridge with a march to follow. Be there in red. Bring everyone you know. Bring signs saying what you believe your students deserve in their schools. And beyond that, I mean, this is not the end of our fight. We will always be fighting for the needs of all Oregonians to be met. We have to make sure that people are housed and fed and have job security and health needs met. And to the extent that public schools can help be part of the solution, we need to make sure that we're offering those things to kids in their schools.
Yeah, in the richest country in the world, that's not demanding too much that people have some basic life security.
That's right.
Elizabeth Teal, thanks a lot. Keep up the good work. See you Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the foot of the Hawthorne Bridge.
That's right. Yeah, see you there. Thanks, Bill.
Right. So long.